The days of your local convenience store or bodega accepting SNAP benefits could be numbered. A proposed new rule by the USDA says if 15% or more of a store's profits come from hot foods, the store will not be allowed to accept the program's EBT cards. Jawad Ersani, who owns five convenience stores in L.A., says 80 to 90% of 7-Elevens would be affected, and that would be a major problem for the millions of Americans living in food deserts.
Our stores are placed in communities where these people rely on us to feed them. We're talking about not only economically challenged, but physically challenged people.
SNAP is meant to be used to buy basics. Think eggs, bread, and milk. It's not supposed to be for fast food. Ersani says the rule sprang up as a reaction to a pizza chain that was letting people use their SNAP benefits to buy frozen pizza and then heat it up on site. In March and April, Ersani and a group of 7-Eleven owners traveled to the nation's capital to ask members of Congress to write the USDA and oppose the rule. Dennis Lane, who has owned his store in Quincy, Massachusetts for 40 years, also made the trip.
The kids that were catching the school bus in front of my store in the 70s are coming in with their own kids now. And I've been feeding two generations of families in this neighborhood, and I want to be allowed to continue to feed the families in my neighborhood.
The public comment period on the USDA rule is open until May 18th. Matt Gillum, KVCR News.